coming back to the fruit crumble, I really like to use, I use apples and a little bit of lemon juice, sprinkle with a bit of sugar. I don't pre-cook my apples. It's up to you. But I like them not to be too mushy. I like it still to have a little bit of a, not crunch, but a bit of substance. I know that a lot of people use tinned apples, which are fantastic. You can use your rhubarb. You can use apples and a bunch of rhubarb. You can use pears and grated ginger. Put berries, stone fruit. If you stew some stone fruit like apricots, nectarines, peaches and plums, you can buy those combinations and put that down the bottom. That is a great way to use the crumble because it makes a really tasty, tasty dish. And when you think about that, if you start to look at different slices, once again, we're thinking about desserts that go into the lunchbox, a date crumble slice. And I'm sure you've had this. The filling is 2 cups of chopped dates, half a cup of caster sugar, grated line of a lemon or an orange. I prefer the orange, and a cup of water. And you just simmer that, remove the seeds, of course, from the dates, and put it into a saucepan. Gently simmer until thick and cool. Now, we're going to make a biscuit base of 3/4 cup of butter, 1 cup of brown sugar, 1.5 cups of rolled oats, and 1 3/4 cups of plain flour, and 1/2 teaspoon of bicarb of soda. Mix it all together. Cream the butter and sugar until light and creamy. Add the flour, oats, and bicarb, and press 2/3 of that mixture into the tray. Then you spread the date filling over. And then you crumble the remaining over the crumble over the top, and you bake that for about 45 minutes. Now, because you've made custard, you've got some extra, so you're going to use that. But just step outside the box for a little while and think about the combinations that you can use by doing a crumble, because there's so many great ideas for making fruit crumbles. And I do love a good fruit crumble because I just think it just has so much potential. But you can actually start to use the basis for that slice and start to use a whole different combination of fruit. And I think that's a really nice way to get that going, because then we start to, once again, use what you have in your cupboard, whether it be a can of pineapple, and some pears put into chunks, 4 green apples and a bunch of rhubarb, some pears, as I said before, and ginger. These are things that you can actually do. And having that same combination with the date slice, I think that just adds a lot of really nice flavours to the slice. But at the same time, you get to take a piece into the lunchbox, which I think is always a bit of a bonus, because we're all a little bit time poor, and I think having those little combinations makes a big difference. One thing I've always loved is a self-sourcing pudding, and they're not hard to make. They are quite quite easy to put together, and there's this old one that comes from way back when. I think if you've ever been to any country family luncheon or dinner or get together, there's an old pudding called Honeyfield's Butterscotch Self-Sourcing Pudding, and it's very, very, very simple in the fact that you're just making 1/4 cup of butter, 1/2 cup of caster sugar, 1/2 cup of milk, and 1 cup of self-raising flour, mixing that together for the actual pudding itself. That can change to a chocolate self-sourcing or just the general butterscotch self-sourcing. But you put the oven to about 180, and you actually put the cake down the bottom, and then on top of it, you make the sauce. Now, you can use, if you're doing a chocolate self-sourcing, you use 3/4 cup of brown sugar to 1 tablespoon of cocoa and 2 cups of boiling water, and pour that over the top. When it cooks, the cake rises and the sauce sits down the bottom, and it's really fantastic. It cooks for about 40 minutes. If you're doing the caramel, of course, you leave the cocoa out of the chocolate self-sourcing, and you will use the sugar, with the brown sugar and just with a little bit of butter and also the hot water, and it just makes it delicious. But you can put some sultanas or chopped raisins just to make it a bit different. Even putting some beautiful raspberries into the pudding itself just adds that, once again, that fantastic flavour. I hope you enjoyed. I think it's always good to have that little bit of a pudding, something nice at the end of a meal. And, of course, you're with Annette on Community Kitchen.